This is St. Louis Public Radio. Some local activists who regularly protest against acts of police violence in the St. Louis region have taken their community organizing to El Paso, Texas. St. Louis Public Radio's Carolina Hidalgo reports on their role in an emerging protest movement in Southwest Texas.
Elizabeth Vega has protested in the streets of St. Louis City and County for years. The poet and activist is known for leading art-based demonstrations, usually against acts of police violence. This past winter, she watched the Trump administration's border policies play out from afar. Immigration and Customs Enforcement was separating families and detaining thousands of children. The news outraged her.
Because it's state-sanctioned violence. And state-sanctioned violence is state-sanctioned violence, whether it's against Black people or brown people or indigenous folks. I mean, it may present different, but it's still the same. It's the root of the same tree.
Vega started planning a trip to the border to raise awareness the best way she knows how, through protest. She felt like there should be large demonstrations at detention facilities and across the border.
That's one of the questions that I had. Where is the resistance? You know, why aren't there like more people out here?
So she reached out to community organizers in El Paso to plan a week of action.
And I said, the problem is that this is ends up being a waste of our time.
That's Jennifer Apodaca of the Detained Migrant Solidarity Committee.
Parachuting organizers coming in to town and asking for us to participate in actions or participate in protests and having them end up extracting resources from our efforts and taking our time up when we have other direct work to do.
Most activists in El Paso spend all their free time working directly with people coming out of immigration detention. They run a network of shelters for people that need food and housing and medical help. Apodaca explained to Vega that having time to plan a protest is a luxury they just haven't had.
I mean, while I don't entirely think direct action and protests and different types of campaigns are useless, we just don't have the capacity to kind of build the ability to do that. Like if we need to have a rally because we're trying to raise awareness, we don't have the resources. Like we don't have the banners or things ready to pull out. And she's like, oh, we can show you how to do that.
A few weeks later, Vega was on her way to Texas, leading a caravan of about 24 St. Louis activists. Their plan was to set up an occupation at the Tornillo Detention Facility, a sprawling compound 40 miles outside El Paso, where the United States government was holding thousands of children. The night they arrived, they pitched their tents and got ready to plan the week's protests. Apodaca remembers driving out to meet them.
It's a night and it's kind of cold, and all of a sudden their phones start to beep. And they look at their phones and they look back at me, and they just show me their phones, and it's a tweet. And they're like, what are you going to do?
Immigration and Customs Enforcement had just dropped off more than 200 people at a bus station in downtown El Paso.
And I said, well, if you guys seem like you're really wanting to do something and you want to see how crazy it is down here and why we get caught up in doing direct work all the time like this and why it's hard to participate in direct action and rallies and protests, it's because of this.
Vega says everything she saw that night still haunts her.
The condition of the children was just horrific. As a mother and a grandmother and as a veteran, I was completely outraged. They were dehydrated. They were hungry. Some of them had temps of 101, 102.
She knew the conditions inside government detention centers could be deadly. 2 weeks earlier, a 7-year-old named Jacqueline Cal Maquin had died in Border Patrol custody. Her death was a big part of the reason Vega wanted to protest outside Tornillo. And Jacqueline's death was not isolated. The day after Vega arrived in Texas, 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso also died in custody. Vega said the group heard other horror stories from people coming out of detention. Those stories reinforced their commitment.
I think it mobilized people because people saw firsthand what was happening. A mother talked about her breast milk drying up and then the babies having to eat ramen noodle because the women's breast milk dried up from dehydration.
The St. Louis activists realized where their help was needed most. Finding food and warm clothes for people became their top priority. Kathy Daniels, also known as Mama Cat, sprang into action as only she could.
Our original goal for going down there was to occupy. And when we got there and all this kicked off, it went from occupy to assist and resist, right? Because now we got work to do. And me, you know what I do. I feed the people.
Around St. Louis, that's what Mama Cat is known for. She cooked meals for protesters every day during the height of the unrest in Ferguson. In El Paso, she posted up in a church kitchen and started cooking meals for migrant families. For Mama Cat, her fight for children in immigration custody, like Jacqueline and Felipe, is connected to her fight for justice for Michael Brown and Vonderrick Myers.
These are our children, all of our children. It doesn't matter whether it's in St. Louis or it's in El Paso or Tornillo. This is my community. It's just a little further from my address.
Before heading back to St. Louis, the group did manage to fit in a few traditional protests. On New Year's Eve, they blocked the road into the Tornillo detention facility. They delayed 27 buses full of employees during a shift change. Vega is now part of a growing collective of activists from El Paso and Albuquerque and Tucson who are working together to grow the protest movement.
You have to have numbers to do it. And when everybody is feeding people in shelters and doing all of that, solidarity is helping bring reinforcements that can do both.
I'm Carolina Hidalgo, St. Louis Public Radio.